Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Wanted to bring you on tonight just to kind of refresh the conversations we've had in the past about, you know, challenging or appealing that property tax assessment that you get. And you wanted to remind something, especially to Cook County listeners, whether you're city or suburban Cook County, about something important about that process, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, I get a lot of calls recently. The assessor deadlines are kind of wrapping up in Cook County, but in Cook County and Cook County only, everybody has two opportunities to appeal. You have the assessor deadline and the Cook County Board of Review. So if you missed that assessor deadline, you still have a chance right now in every single corner of Cook County. We've got Board of Review deadlines posted this month that close in October, and those are going to start rolling through the winter.
Okay, you were saying that just because you missed the first deadline, there's another one coming up and you have a little extra time if you're in Cook County.
Yep, in Cook County, everybody gets two bites of the apple, one with the assessor and then one with the Board of Review. So I really just want to encourage people to kind of get ahead of their deadlines. You know, if you want to sign up with us, great. If, you know, at least you want to look into it yourself. We really want to encourage people to look at their property taxes and, you know, get ahead of those deadlines because they come up quick and they close quick.
Mm-hmm.
So Cook County specifically, the rest of, you know, the rest of the state, there's one deadline and we're kind of wrapping up in those outer counties, but like Kendall County just opened today. So if you live in Kendall County, you know, you still got time to appeal. We're still waiting on DuPage County. So, you know, sign up before, you know, those deadlines.
And if you see the property tax bill, that's too late. Mm-hmm. It's the assessor part of it.
Yeah, it's when the assessment notice comes. And a lot of people, you know, you set it aside. I put mine on my fridge and, you know, a week goes by and that's basically a quarter of your deadline, a quarter of your appeal window. So once your tax bill comes, it's too late to do anything about that tax bill. But once you get that assessment, that triggers the deadline, and it's usually 30 days. So, you know, I really encourage people to kind of get ahead of that and not wait until they get their assessment notice, because in Illinois, we know the values, I mean, right now, they're going to go up. So, you know, tax liability is most likely going to go up.
For sure. What's a certificate of heir? You put this in your notes, and so, I don't know what that is.
So last time we talked about the exemptions.
Right.
And I touched on this a little bit, but the certificate of error is what allows Illinois property owners that maybe missed out on an exemption that they were eligible for to go back for 4 years and get that exemption and get reimbursed. So, for example, if you sold your property in Cook County and you weren't getting your homeowner's exemption for the last 4 years, you can go back and recoup some of that.
That's right.
So I really encourage people to just, you know, it's really easy to look it up. You can go on the Cook County Assessor page and you can put your PIN number in, go to the bottom and see there's like an exemptions tab and see if you've been getting it. And if you haven't, there's a way to apply online. You know, we help our clients out with that, but it's super, super easy, super user friendly. Really encourage people to go and check that out because it's easy money.
Amen. Because so many people made fun of me last time after I admitted I didn't know what a homeowner's exemption was and then later found out that I had actually applied for it. That was quite an adventure on the chat lines as everyone made fun of me. Kelsey Nearing, you guys do a lot of great work at O'Connor. Where can people reach you for more information to sign up and or just to chat through things and you can guide people in the right direction?
You can reach us at 833-TAX-PROTEST. That's our phone line. I try to call all those people back. I'm more than happy to talk to anyone. You can also go to cutmytaxes.com. You can type O'Connor and Associates into the search bar. There's lots of ways to find us.
Cutmytaxes.com, 1-833-TAX-PROTEST. Did I get that right?
Yep.
All right. Kelsey, it's good to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thanks. You too.